Hello and welcome to another episode of Coffee and Code. I'm excited to have a special guest on the show with us today, Laura Pisa from Reboot Imagine. Laura is incredible, and just to give you a little bit of a background, she spent 8 years in the luxury hospitality industry, and she tried VR for the first time, and it changed her life. So she strategically shifted her focus to the XR industry and aligned with Reboot Imagine, which is a startup that specializes in turnkey solutions, installations, and technical support. So Laura saw the possibility and the need for customer service in XR, and she knew this was a natural fit coming from someone in the world of hospitality. So with Reboot Imagine, as I mentioned, they're a turnkey XR and 24/7 US-based support for hardware, software, installation, training, and more. And they're really taking the world by storm. So I will hand it over to Laura without further ado. Welcome to Coffee and Code.
Oh, hi, Ashley. Thank you so much for having me on. This is really exciting, and I appreciate the intro.
Of course. I'm excited for you to be here. I'm excited for the audience to learn a little bit more about your journey into entrepreneurship, being a woman in tech, and just jumping into the world of startups, especially in XR. And for those who are listening that may not be familiar with the term XR, XR stands for extended reality. And if you think about it, it's an umbrella term that encompasses augmented, virtual, and mixed reality. So different modalities. But would love to hear a little bit more about you, Laura. Tell us a little bit more about you and your background.
Of course. So like I said, you know, I do have 8 years in, you know, luxury hospitality and retail. So I was very lucky, you know, I did my bachelor's in hospitality management at Florida International University in Miami, Florida. And it was really great. I got to meet a lot of, you know, wonderful professors and, you know, colleagues. And, you know, I really started my career through the hospitality field. And specifically what I worked with were the top tier clients for, you know, luxury residences that are branded to, you know, Ritz-Carlton, Marriott, and whatever, you know, the luxury properties were. So I had a very big kind of big picture organizational background working with, you know, operations, employees, implementation, just a lot of big picture. And, you know, when you work in a corporate world, you know, it's great, but, you know, over time it tends to get very, you see like the bottlenecks that are in there, right? And, you know, I just really started feeling like, you know, maybe this is something I should do something different, or maybe use some of the things I've learned to do something different. So anyway, I was going through that and it was a great experience, but eventually I met Jose Santiago, who is the CEO of Reboot Imagine, the founder. And, you know, we met as friends. You know, he had just moved to Miami from Buffalo, New York. So funny enough, you know, I was showing him around, he was telling me about VR, and he showed me virtual reality for the first time. And it was just something that like just blew my mind. You know, it was the original Quest Rift S, you know, very early. And it was just like, I was like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing ever. How do we get into it? And he's always had a very like entrepreneurial mindset. He actually started virtual reality back in like 2014, like very early on. So, you know, he was the one that, you know, pushed and worked for, you know, traditional IT companies for a very long time. And, you know, again, saw that potential, especially working in healthcare and, you know, customer service and a lot of different areas. So through there, he was like, hey, you know, you seem like someone that wants to do, you know, something on your own too. What do you think? And, you know, so yeah, Reboot Imagine is a concept that he had for a very long time of, you know, providing services that are needed for, you know, XR in general. So, you know, our niche in the beginning was location-based entertainment. So location-based entertainment is, you know, arcades, bowling alleys, trampoline parks, you know, family entertainment centers in general. Jose started working with Box Blaster VR, who is, you know, a smaller, they've gone bigger. They're four-player kind of room scale VR. Great company to work for. And, you know, through there, he really started realizing like, okay, there's a lot of things that are still very much needed in this space. And that's where Reboot Imagine came in. So, you know, I came in on the organizational side, operations, to really streamline the company and help, you know, hiring employees and, you know, kind of putting those strategic pieces in place. And yeah, no, over time, you know, we've learned a lot. Entrepreneurship is, you know, has its challenges, mm-hmm. but it's also very exciting. And, you know, we've kind of transitioned into just general next generation services support. So, you know, we focused a lot on the location-based entertainment for a while, and that's, you know, our niche right now, but we've, you know, education in XR, you know, is just completely booming.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Esports in general as well. Mm-hmm. We work with an esports team called Team Infinite with our marketing, and that's getting huge as well. So, you know, really trying to evolve the space, and, you know, the turnkey solutions that we've been working on now is something that, you know, we learned over time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing about startups and entrepreneurship and everything is, like, you constantly have to just evolve mm-hmm. and see, okay, this is working, this is not, you know, how can we get in this way? How can we get in this way? So it's been a fun ride, and, you know, we're just getting started.
Right? You all have accomplished so much in just such a short amount of time, which is pretty incredible. But I want to go back a yes. little bit, because I feel like your hospitality experience has mm-hmm. really come in handy for your current role as COO. So let's, like, talk about yes. that a little bit, because I think a lot of people are having a moment where they're shifting careers mm-hmm. or they're deciding, I want to leave this to go do that because I don't want to be miserable anymore. Talk yes. to us about how you saw those parallels in your current your previous experience into your current experience in this tech world.
Absolutely. So I think, starting with, you know, how I kind of bridge those experiences. So, like I mentioned, I work with the top tier of Ritz-Carlton and Marriott, you know, clients in general. You know, when you are so passionate a brand that you literally buy real estate into it, you have not only the loyalty, but also the money, right? So I worked with executives, CEOs, owners of multiple different companies. So I had that very big experience in mind. And those are the customers we work with. You know, our clients are, you know, real estate developers or people who just have a lot of money and, you know, want to create some sort of XR facilities, whether it's entertainment or whatever. So being able to understand that mindset is something that I think mm-hmm. was very beneficial to me. Number two, XR in general is still very kind of scary and technical for some people. So having someone who can talk in a not super technical manner and can really relate to day to day is really important too. You know, a lot of time XR people can get a little too technical and kind of lose people along the way. So I feel like I've been able to really leverage, you know, that exciting part of, you know, being an XR person that knows but doesn't, is able to communicate in a way that's not confusing or overly technical.
Yeah, I think so, people really underestimate that skill, honestly.
Mm-hmm. So no, it's been really great. And I think, you know, again, a big part of what we're doing now with location-based entertainment and just in general, I think people also underestimate the value of customer service and customer-focused solutions. You know, you can have the best product in the world, the best hotel in the world, the best anything, but if you don't have good customer service to go along with it, and you don't have good technical support to go along with it, what's the point? You know, so I think that's really big in our big focus. And, you know, right now we, you know, starting to go through, you know, the different clients we went through, one of the things that I noticed and our team noticed is we were having a lot of inconsistencies when it came to hardware specifically. You know, we were helping owners, you know, build facilities and, you know, build out like XR environments, but then, you know, they weren't getting the right, you know, layout wasn't, or the headsets weren't connecting properly because of the ecosystem it was in. So it just became a little complicated. So we came up with a product called the Reboot XR,
ooh,
which is just a really cool turnkey solution with everything you need to really start, you know, your own XR experience. So we partnered with a great company called KnoxLabs.com. So they are a VR marketplace where, you know, pretty much everything's VR you can shop on there. So we're partnering with them and their arcade with a Reboot XR arcade edition for, you know, LVE. But then we have, you know, we sell the Reboot XR on its own for, you know, higher end facilities with, you know, someone's that it's looking for, you know, high end capture equipment, you know, really powerful computers that can run, you know, the highest of the highest fidelity. So, you know, through this time, you know, I think it's a lot of organization and seeing what works and what can make, you know, the XR, you know, really push it forward.
Yes, and it's a really good time for that as well, because going back to customer service and having that full customer-based experience, the people-first experience, is so important. And I think as we're seeing the rise of artificial intelligence and automation, customer support and relationships are going to be more important than ever. Right?
Yes,
So,
absolutely.
yeah.
That's something I talk about all the time because, AI is something that's, right now it's either scary or super cool. I feel like a lot of people are, and it's a mixture of both, right? But I think customer service, like you said, is going to be even more important because not everybody wants to talk to a chatbot, on an AI for a website, and I think the companies that are going to stand out are the companies that, put that focus on, customer first and, really have those priorities.
100%. I could not agree
So, among
more.
other things, that's, yeah, among other things, that's what I, talk to my family about and the people that are like, so what is this whole AI stuff happening? What is
Right.
ChatGPT or, all this other stuff? So,
When you're in
yeah,
technology,
it's
just by proxy, you become the expert of everything technology in your family.
yeah, and funny enough too, like again, my family, like my sisters are in marketing and public relations. I was in hospitality. Like we weren't a STEM family at all, like, and if anything, that's something that I wish that I had when I was growing up. And I'm so glad that like my niece right now, she's going, she has STEM programs available to her because I think if that's something that I had before, maybe that's something that I would have been interested in. But regardless, I'm glad, I went the way I did and, everything works out for a reason. And, my value, it's very important, if you would imagine. So everything works out the way it's supposed to, right?
It does. And it's important to remember that you going into this role is also showing a model behavior and being a role model for other girls who maybe want to follow the same path as you. And that is much different than like when we were kids, right? We didn't really necessarily see ourselves in those roles. So it's really cool that you're doing that and really pioneering and blazing a trail for others.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm so happy I got a chance to speak to some college students at NYU. Samantha Wolf, Dr. Samantha Wolf, she teaches there, and it was really inspiring. Again, it's I think a lot of the imposter syndrome is still there a little bit because again, you're a person who's doesn't have a tech background who started in tech, And, through the last 2 or 3 years, I've gained a lot more confidence in that level and confidence to be like, you know what? I'm not the technical person. That's a great question. Let me get one for you. But, I can help with all the other things. So I think it's important for people to, and this specific student told me, she was like, thank you so much. And, you really inspired me because I didn't grow up, with any sort of technology, and at least being able to come into it from a different angle, it gives perspective on the different opportunities. Like you said, I love that you mentioned earlier that, nobody wants to be miserable working. And not that I was miserable, but I was definitely looking for something very different.
And this is something very different that you never would have thought of
Yeah.
in a million years. And that's the thing, that's there are
Exactly.
going to be more jobs and more roles and more companies that are going to exist that don't exist now. So definitely want people listening to realize that really is a wild west out there. If you want to create your own business in this niche, it's a possibility. And another thing that I wanted to mention that I think was pretty awesome about your background and your experience is one thing that you mentioned that I think a lot of people don't like to mention whenever they're in tech is I don't know, let's find out. That's a very powerful word. Some people like to say, I think I know, I'll try to find it. They don't necessarily have the humility or the courage to say that they don't know something. And being able to say, like, I don't know, and that's okay, it is such a key unlock. So like, I feel like you have a leg up already just having the attitude of that. So bravo. That takes a lot of courage and a lot of humility.
Thank you. And it took time, to be honest. I think there was a lot of, and that was a lot of my fear in the beginning. It's like, how am I going to talk to these people? Like, I don't know what they're going to say. They're going to ask me questions that I'm not going to know. But yeah, it does take, some time to be like, you know what? I don't want to give you the wrong information. Let me find out, the right person to talk to you about this. And the good thing is, I have my team that's right there that's always able to assist with the, technical specifications of it all. So thank you. No, and I think that is a very good point. I think, it shows a lot of, respect as well, not to speak on what you don't know.
Exactly. So. Exactly. Well, shifting a little bit, I'm going into Reboot Imagine. I want to hear a little bit more. So I'm curious, what are the main industries that you're seeing right now seek out Reboot Imagine services? I feel like there are probably a lot out there across biotech, training, entertainment, esports, as you mentioned. So talk me through that a little bit more.
Yeah, so right now, you know, location-based entertainment is still, you know, a big part of what we do. But we've actually seen a lot when it comes to, you know, XR training facilities, you know, both private facilities and, you know, private industry, enterprise stuff. And esports are becoming a big thing as well. And even prosumers. Right now we're working on a project with this gentleman who, you know, has this big facility, and it's just a warehouse that he's not using, and he has two grandchildren with disabilities, and he wanted just to create a really cool space where they can play. And, you know, so we're helping them figure out, you know, what are the best, you know, games they could play, what are different platforms, and, you know, giving them that flexibility. So I love talking about that use case, but because I think a lot of people don't think about that, you know, the aspect of prosumers as well, people who have the space, you know, have the money and want to do experiences for themselves and their families.
I never heard that term before. And that's Thank something you. We've prosumers.
Yeah. Prosumers. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's really cool. That's an area that I think is going to pop up a little bit more. But yeah, mostly our focus is location-based entertainment, esports. We work with, again, Team Infinite. It's an esports team, and we're working on a tournament in Atlanta. So more information to come on that, the VRM. But LBE facilities is mostly what we're doing right now. And education is something we're moving towards as well. So that's really what we made the Reboot XR system for, is to be able to work with all types of use cases. You know, so you could use, you know, a Reboot XR or, you know, a custom version of the Reboot XR in any of the situations that I just mentioned. So, you know, that's really what we're working on and, you know, expanding. Very excited for AWE at the end of the month.
Yes,
to be able to, you know, talk more and see what other industries we can get into. That's the goal, to help, you know, XR as a whole.
100%. It's a great community to be a part of, and I'm excited because I'll be going to AWE, so I'll see you there.
Yay. Yes,
but I want to go back to the example that you mentioned of the prosumer having a warehouse and just wanting to create a space to play for his grandkids with disabilities. Love that use case. One, wanted to make sure that you're aware of Walkin VR, W-A-L.
Yes, that's what we're using.
Beautiful. Yeah, great yeah. program to help modify some games to make them a bit more accessible. And it's surprising that some people don't know that exists. But possibilities are there if you have the right people to unlock them. There's no playbook for it, though, which is why you have to have people like you to be able to provide those recommendations of the industry isn't there yet on accessibility and inclusion. Hardware and software, unfortunately. So that's where we just have to come up with solutions that are outside of the box and adaptable until the industry can meet up with those standards, which they should be by inclusive design, baking those in. But I love that you, as a part of the business practices, are baking inclusion into the work that you do. That's pretty incredible because not a lot of XR companies do that.
No, and I think that's so important. And you know, I know that's a field that you're very involved in too. So I think it's incredibly important. And it's hard, obviously, for these kind of large scale places to, you know, adopt kind of accessible options for people. But I think it is so important, you know, early on, you know, one of the first projects that I worked on when I was actually still working, you know, with Ritz-Carlton on the weekends, I was working with an arcade that, you know, Jose helped start up, and that was, you know, I was more laterally involved, not fully involved there. But I helped, you know, the weekends when they were first opening. And the coolest thing, like one of the coolest experiences, was two different people. One gentleman that came in a wheelchair and he saw the place and he was like, wow, this is so cool, but I don't know if I can try anything here. And Jose immediately was like, nope, give me 5 minutes. And he, you know, he just had to recalibrate things. And he just had the best time, you know, in a place where someone walk in and they're like, oh, I just passed by because it looked cool, but be in. And it's like, wow, I can actually do something here. That's amazing. And then another family as well, same thing. It was a group of like six of them. And, you know, one of them was in a wheelchair and, you know, they were all able to do something. So I think it's incredibly important to have that as well.
Thank you for
not everyone, you know, is able to do it. And I think, you know, there, like you said, there still needs to be a lot of space there to have, you know, more than one option or two options for people, you know, who might have, you know, some sort of accessibility issues. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that is something I think is very important. And I think, you know, again, it's stuff I'm learning, you know, when this prosumer first came to me, luckily, you know, Jose was in that call as well, and he was able to explain it. And now I'm able to explain it. So, you know, again, it's cool to see that use case. And, you know, I hope that we see places like this that are not just for, you know, people that have the means to do it, you know, in their own environment.
Absolutely. Inclusion matters. I mean, I think the statistic that Microsoft has is 81% of us will have a disability at some point in our lives, whether it's situational, temporary, or permanent. So, you know, maybe it's having a shoulder surgery, or you get hit by a car, like you never know. So, you know, building inclusion in mind makes a big difference. And also I want companies to realize it's a huge segment of the market that they're missing. Like there's an ROI,
oh my God,
there, a huge
yes.
business case. And talking to business owners and hearing them say like, I don't think the business case is there. It's like, really? Are you seeing what's going on?
Of course. And I think like, you know, on the location-based entertainment side, it's harder because obviously, you know, everyone's just trying to make profit and, you know, squeeze every, you know, square profit per square foot as they can. But I think it is important for that to be considered, and it's something for that, you know, to be brought up. So yeah, it's exciting to be, you know, here during this time. And yeah, you know, Reboot Imagine, that's what we do. You know, we make it happen. We're actually working with him on Friday, I believe. We have our techs on board to be able to assist remotely. So, oh, and that's also a cool use case. We're doing all that, you know, remotely. We're not going to the site at all. So, so yeah, that's, we make it work.
Yeah.
we make it work.
I love it. But thank you for championing that, because I think other companies, once they see model behavior of what it's like to champion something and in an authentic and not a performative way, then they can start to see little steps to bring progress over perfection.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Well, I want to shift a little bit into kind of the creative inspiration with Reboot Imagine. I'm curious, like with your background and with Jose's background, kind of where do y'all get your creative inspiration from whenever you're approaching a new project that needs little pizzazz or a new type of approach that you maybe haven't done before?
Definitely. I think location is incredibly important wherever this is being placed, right? So, you know, and demographics. So, you know, where it is, for example, whenever we talk to any sort of client looking to open, you know, any sort of XR facility, okay, what's in the area? What's close to you? What other entertainment is around you? Are you the only one offering VR? What type of other companies are offering VR, and what type of VR are they doing? How long are the experiences? And yeah, from there, build a really kind of like, okay, how can we make this entertaining, different, and, you know, obviously generate revenue. So a lot of we do is brainstorming too. You know, we have a really awesome team. Ralph Dorlis, who's our hardware service support manager, he worked with Chuck E. Cheese for 8 years. So he knows a lot of that really, like, again, kind of corporate, you know, processes, procedures, you know, all this. And he worked on the technical and like side of it. So he was fixing the machines, you know, upgrading and going through, you know, also evolution and changes of, you know, Chuck E. Cheese. They went from like that 1.0, 2.0 and, you know, went from coins to cards. And then one of our other core team members, Carlos, he is in music production, and he was also in hospitality working in bars and, you know, technology in general. So I think having people from different backgrounds also helps a lot with the creative process.
All right, Laura, I'm curious, what are you working on in Reboot Imagine right now that you can talk about?
Right now, a really cool project we're working on is in Fresno, California. So I'm here right now, actually, and we're helping build out a really cool next generation like XR facility. Mm-hmm. So it's going to utilize omnidirectional treadmills. What? It's going to have an arena. That yeah, so with cool. like eight. Yeah, an eight arena. So it's going to be great. So you can do all sorts of different configurations. So, you know, three versus three. Sorry. How many we're having eight after all, so four versus four, you know, two groups of four, you know, it's going to be great. There's also going to be a 28 by 28 foot esports arena. We're going to have augmented reality rock climbing. Yeah, really high end, both VR and, you know, traditional racing simulators and also some traditional arcade games. Okay. So it's going to be really cool. It's here near Fresno State University. So really cool, you know, college area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Fresno, California, it's, you know, it's one of those small, big towns. Yeah. So there's not too much to do here. So it's very exciting. And, you know, we're actually going to be utilizing the Reboot XR system. So it's a custom 8-player system. Okay. To run all the treadmills, you know, with really high end wireless VR.
Wow.
Really exciting. What we're working on is we're working with Amanda Watson, who is the creator of Oculus Air Link.
So cool.
To improve, you know, our wireless technology, which is already wonderful. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Amanda, she's really kind of the one who created everything, you know, wireless VR is based on right now.
Which
so
is huge.
Working with her has been wonderful. She is just brilliant and inspiring and has so much experience. And, you know, being one of kind of very early Oculus days, mm-hmm. You know, it's very exciting to be working with her. So yeah, those are our two big things happening right now. And, you know, we'll be sharing a lot of pictures and case studies of what we're doing, but I'm very excited for the Broken Controller here. I think it's going to be, you know, one of those kind of new entertainment concepts. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, treadmills are not being used very much, mm-hmm. Other than like the Omni Arenas, mm-hmm. which is kind of like a turnkey system. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we work with these owners for kind of like an independent, you know, for them to do something very modular for them, you know? So I think, again, that's where we came in and, know, we're worked with them through the whole process. And, you know, again, those customer focused solutions are super important.
And those are very high demand, technical, complex processes, especially when you're yes. dealing with like AirLink, omnidirectional treadmills, getting everything to sync and uniform to provide that mm-hmm. high fidelity experience. That's not easy.
Yeah. No, it's not. And again, I think something that's super important about, you know, XR in general is, you know, those of us who are kind of in the mix of it, you know, you kind of lose that kind of like, what is the normal person thing of XR? So I think location-based entertainment is very important for XR mm-hmm. because that's how, you know, a lot of normal people try, you know, VR for AR for the first time. So I think one company we're working on right now that's really cool too, they're called Eggscape. From their company based in Santa Monica, but they're from Argentina as well. Cool. And it's really cool because it's like an augmented reality experience with, you know, you're using headsets, mixed reality. And there's a platform and it's kind of like a platformer game where you're playing with four other people, okay. kind of like Mario kind of mm-hmm. game. And you know, your different platforms. So I think it's important to, you know, have a mix of those experiences. And I think that's kind of showing people like, oh, wow, okay, there is something other than, you know, virtual reality, something, you know, can still see the world around you and, you know, still interact in ways that, you know, you couldn't do it before. So I think having a lot of those experiences and again, having it be good experiences for customers mm-hmm. is really going to help XR adoption through the masses.
Plus 1,000 to that. I cannot tell you how many times where, let's say, I bring in like a Quest 2, right? And someone is mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, I've tried VR and it was during like DK1 and I vomited because I got motion sickness. And it's like yes. trying to help people realize that technology has really advanced since then. Yes. Tremendously just year over year, and getting people to have that really positive experience to eliminate the negative experiences is really important. I don't know if you've experienced that a lot too, where people automatically go back to that first experience that was terrible.
100%. And it's funny because that works on both levels, when the consumer side and then the business side. And that's a lot of, you know, the people we work with as well is, you know, XR for commercial, like, entertainment kind of started around 2016-ish. And there were companies that, you know, invested a lot of money in that time. And then some of those people got scared of VR because, you know, everything wasn't really commercially ready yet, you know, and the technology and the support weren't quite there. So a lot of companies went under, and a lot of kind of these LBEs got scared of investing into VR and had a lot of those issues where, you know, there was a lot of, like, you know, technology wasn't there. So motion sickness was still a big thing. So I think a lot of it is, convincing people, like, listen, we've come a long way. Like, you know, please try this out for yourself here. You know, you'll be able to see, you know, what a big difference it is. So yeah, I think we're in an area where it's still a lot of needing to, have people more comfortable adopting this technology. Mm-hmm.
Demystifying it. And I'm curious with, so for example, last year, right, Metaverse was having its moment, the Gartner hype cycle, like, Metaverse is right here at the very top. And then here we're 2023, the hot topic is artificial intelligence, right? So I'm curious, are you leveraging AI in your processes with XR in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, no, I mean, we use a lot of artificial intelligence when it comes to kind of internal stuff. I love ChatGPT. I think it's a great tool. I've started messing around with Bard more as well, which Bard, I think, has its own use case. And I think, again, I think it's important to embrace it, especially when you're starting up. It's a lot of work that you have to do, kind of a lot of processes. And, you know, having just an extra tool to help you generate ideas, you know, kind of maybe just, you know, fluff up what you already have and give you more ideas to, you know, I think I've never used a whole ChatGPT prompt ever. Yeah. I always put my own spin to it. I always, and what I've been doing now too, and I think it's working really well with the ChatGPT-4, is when I do change it, I give it back to ChatGPT and it's like, here, this is how I actually like to write. So I think it's also a lot of, like, learning how to use AI in a way that benefits you. Like, I was speaking to Carlos and he says he uses a lot of Bard because with Bard you can, since it's, like, directly to Google, you can just say, here, you know, can you give me a summary of this YouTube video, or give me a summary of this article. And, you know, he likes that a lot too. I have yet to play around with it. But I think it is really cool that we have different tools now to be able to use. And, you know, starting up is hard, you know, so having, you know, a little extra help, like, you know, mini assistant, has done wonders for me personally, to be honest. You know, I feel like a lot of my, of course the workload is there, but I feel like I'm quicker and more efficient with it.
Yes. I'm so glad that you shared that, Laura, because I was listening to an entrepreneur talk on, I think it was OETA, public radio access or video access. And they were saying that the success of businesses is going to rely on their ability to leverage automation within their business and automated tools. And I think we're seeing this kind of divisive split in society where people are starting to embrace artificial intelligence for the concept of think smarter, not harder. Yes, and then there's another 100% bucket of people that are like, no, I don't want machines taking my job or doing my things for me. I want to be a purist. Well, there's got to be a meet in the middle. You can't have one without the other, but it's utilizing it in effective ways, like brainstorming, like you mentioned, or like coming up with, you know, new imagery that might spark an idea for a project that you're working on. It's not necessarily giving it the work to do for you. It's being a collaboration. Yeah. And it's great because it's unbiased. Let's say, never mind. Let me take that back. AI is going to be biased. But having a machine that doesn't know you, right, is going to be able to give you more different ideas as opposed to like a best friend who may not tell you what you don't want to hear. Maybe they will tell you what you don't want to hear. Who knows? But I'm glad that you're utilizing that in effective and creative ways. And I hope the audience will take some notes from that as well.
Yeah, no, I think it's important to embrace this stuff, right? And a lot of it is, you know, scary. I think, you know, there's going to be a big adjustment period as AI becomes more widely used. But I think, again, what you said perfectly, work smarter, not harder, I think is very important. And, you know, kind of what we talked about earlier, if, I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of pride still with using AI. And it's like, it's okay to be humble and say you use it. Just like, you know, like we said earlier, hey, I don't know, but let me find the right answer for you. I think there's nothing wrong with using tools you have to make your job easier.
Yes, full stop. Mic drop moment right there. I love it. Laura, I'm curious. So as an entrepreneur and going into this world of tech startup, what is one piece of advice that you would go back and give yourself when you're first starting out, or a piece of advice that you would give to an entrepreneur who's listening?
I think having a really good support system is incredibly important. And not only in your personal life, but also professionally. We were very lucky to be able to have a few mentors in the beginning to really kind of guide us and point us in the right direction when it comes to, you know, people to talk to, you know, or just things to keep an eye on. Things like that are very important. Fostering relationships, you know, I think going to a lot of these big conferences, like AWE last year, like it's crazy to me that AWE is happening in two weeks, because AWE last year was so important and beneficial to us when it comes to, came to those relationships. That, yeah, I think networking is incredibly important. That's what I would give advice on. Try to go to expos that are relevant, even like webinars. You know, a lot of times, like there's so, like Gatherverse and a lot of, you know, VRAR Association has, you know, meetups, AWE Live, you know, there's a lot of ways to get involved, LinkedIn, you know, and get in the conversation. So I would say, yeah, focus on, you know, definitely a personal support system, because there's a lot of ups and downs, you know, nonstop, but also, you know, networking and finding people that can help you along the way.
Very important advice there. And like we talked about earlier in the show, it's all about relationships is really what it all boils down to. And that support system can really make or break you, especially when you're having those days where you're like, did I do the right thing? Like, what am I even doing here? Having the support can be tremendous. So I'm glad that you have those mentors. Those mentors are so, so important. And networking. Yeah. I think, you know, AWE last year felt magical. And I know that sounds really cheesy, but it really was. Because seeing the community there in such a large volume, seeing the depth and breadth of businesses and creators and just you name it, was really, really incredible. And I remember standing in a circle, I think after one of the TikTok after parties, and that's where I met Jose. It was wild.
Yeah, yeah. I was I met you briefly there as well, yes. I think, and I had to go.
It was all a blur. So I'm excited to be able to like actually talk to you more this time, this go around. But if anyone's listening, if you're in the California area.
My favorite part, you know, being able to connect with people and, you know, build new relationships. And especially now as we've evolved and are working on a lot more projects, I'm very excited.
That's awesome. Well, Laura, I'm curious, if anyone that's listening wants to find you and follow along on your journey and with Reboot Imagine's journey, where can they find you at?
Yes, so you can find us on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. So my personal, mostly everywhere, it's just my name, Laura V. Sinvictor Pisa. And, you know, Laura Valentina Pisa on LinkedIn. We're very active on our, you know, at Reboot Imagine everywhere on Twitter, mostly. So yeah, there's a lot of different ways to reach out, obviously. And, you know, ReebootImagine.com, there's a contact us there. And then my email, Laura at Reboot Imagine. We try to keep things simple. So, but yeah, I'm so, you know, look forward to talking to people. And, you know, I would have loved to have talked to someone like me when I was starting. So I would love to be there for anyone who, you know, might have questions or just say, hey, you know, I'm not an XR person at all, but I'm working for this company. I'm hoping to work for this company. you know, what advice do you have, please reach out. I'm super happy to give what advice I can. I'm not an expert or anything, but I think, again, having someone who has been through it, I think is good.
Absolutely, because it's good to know we're not alone, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And I will be sure to put those contact pieces of the website and whatnot in the show notes. That way, if anyone's listening, they can easily access that, get a hold of you, message you to tell you how awesome you are and how cool this episode was. But Laura, I'm curious, do you have any parting words for us before we land this plane?
You know, rising tides raise all boats. Mm. You know, we want to really be a company that powers the XR industry, that, you know, is a good backbone for support installations, and, you know, be on both sides, the business side to support the businesses, the consumer to support the businesses and provide, you know, the best experiences for consumers. So that's really our goal. And I'm excited to, you know, move forward and, you know, meet others where we can help push that.
Incredible, Laura. I think that's a beautiful goal. And I'm just so grateful that you took the time to come on the show. Thank you. This has been a really great conversation. And it's one of those conversations that, yeah, I feel like could go on for like a few hours. And I would love it too, right? We'll grab a glass of wine or whatever, AWE. But thank you, yes, so much for coming on. It's been great to learn a little bit more about Reboot, Imagine, about the success that you all are having, and about the diversity that's on your team. I think that's really valuable as well, to bring those new and innovative ideas to the table. So other companies should take note. And thank you for sharing your wisdom and your expertise of, you know, culminating your entire experience to where you are now. It's so valuable and heartwarming to hear that. So thank you for sharing that with us today.
And thank you so much for inviting me on. I love this. And, you know, I think as women, you know, it's great to talk and to share a view. So I appreciate it so much. You don't even know.
Of course, women supporting women. This is a no drama, yes, space. I do not deal with drama. So I just want to champion others and uplift each other, right? Life is too short to do it otherwise. But best success to you and the rest of the Reboot team. Thank and I look you. Forward to seeing you at AWE.
Look forward to it as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.